certainly not, Luke agreed. But it's part of what I'm doing with Ben right now. We're retracing Jason's 5-year journey. Lando sobered, his eyes kind.
Yeah, I heard a little something about that.
Luke thought, not for the first time, that while Lando did an effective job of hiding his innate decentness behind his swashbuckling facade, he wasn't always the bluffer he liked to think of himself as. Lando Calrissian cared deeply for those he called friends. Our path so far has led us here, and we've come to find out if there's something, or more precisely, someone in there who needs taking care of, Luke continued. Lando nodded.
Yeah, I was wondering if something was going on there. You heard about what happened here on Kessel, right?
Luke had. Leia had told him about the strange quakes that had threatened to destroy Kessel, and incidentally, Tendrando Arms in its entirety, right along with them. Two, his sister had mentioned that Alana had heard something through the Force. The girl had insisted that something was waiting for her, up in space. It had wanted to know who she was, and was sad but scary. True, the girl was just barely 8, but she was the daughter of Tenel Ka and Jason Solo, the granddaughter of Leia Organa Solo, and the great-granddaughter of Anakin Skywalker. If anyone could claim Force sensitivity was in her genes, it was Alana. Both Leia and Han had been convinced that their granddaughter had been telling the truth, at least as she was able to comprehend it. It was a disturbing thought. Luke was more certain now than ever that Abeloth had contacted Alana. He nodded. Yes, I heard. Sounds like everything is stable for now, though.
For now,
Lando allowed. He looked thoughtful for a moment. Then, as if suddenly becoming aware of the potential for solemnity, flashed a trademark rakish grin.
And hey, I guess that's all anyone's ever got, right?
I guess so. I had no idea you were quite so profound, Lando. Lando waved a dismissive hand.
Don't let it get around. Bad for my reputation. So, you going in with just you and Ben? Even with the Rockhound, it could be tricky. I hate that place.
Actually, Ben and I managed it with the Jade Shadow, but it was close, Luke replied. But with a group, the Rockhound will be particularly useful. Come on, that thing's so big it almost creates its own gravimetric field. Lando glanced at him curiously.
A group?
I have a few associates accompanying me. Even via holographic communication, Lando knew how to read people. His bright eyes narrowed as he regarded Luke.
Associates, eh? What kind of associates? Not swindlers and scoundrels keeping the noble Luke Skywalker company, surely?
Luke debated demurring, but decided not to. He had known Lando for a long time, and certainly the former space pirate could not sit in judgment on Luke, considering the company he once kept, and probably still did keep.
They're Sith, actually.
Lando's expression of shock was almost comical. His mouth dropped open and his eyebrows shot up, and the carefully cultivated I've seen it all image went right out the airlock.
Sith?
He could barely get the word out. Sith, Luke confirmed. Quite a few of them. It's a long story.
No kidding. I want that story in addition to my fee, Skywalker.
There would be no fee, of course, and Luke didn't bat an eyelash.
As soon as I can share it, I will, he replied, grinning. So I take it you'll surrender the Rockhound for a bit?
Bring her back home safe and sound, and yourselves too, if possible, and she's yours. But I have to warn you, you'll have to cultivate that Jedi patience. She's been out of service for a while, and it's going to take some time to bring her up to speed. I've made a few adjustments.